Concerns about the coronavirus spreading in enclosed spaces has led a college in St. Petersburg to design a system where many classes will be held outdoors. WUSF's Kerry Sheridan spoke with Eckerd College junior Grayson Panter and assistant professor of environmental studies Noel Bouquet, who says teaching outdoors is something familiar to her.
Being in environmental studies, we are used to having classes outside anyways on a regular basis during normal times. So my colleague and I started thinking, well, we'd like to have probably more classes outside during COVID era, and especially if we're having, you know, students come back to campus. And so we just thought, well, let's start thinking about all the places that have some shade and could be amenable to having classes outdoors. And we went around with a little wind meter and checked the Wi-Fi and the shade cover and just kind of mapped out where all of the potential outdoor locations would be. And then we also decided to survey the faculty because we knew, of course, that we were interested in teaching outside, but we didn't know if English professors would be interested in teaching outside. So we did a survey, and it turned out that about 85% of faculty were interested.
And managing the reservation system, who's handling that?
So my colleague and I are handling that. She's created a really nice map with all of the locations numbered. When you click on a location, a photo of the site will pop up, and all of the information about wind, shade, Wi-Fi, the substrate, whether it's grass or cement, all of that information comes up. So people can look at that beforehand.
So tell me, what are some of the important aspects of being outside? What are the things you need to guard against?
Certainly rain is a question. I think September will be the most challenging month because it tends to be the rainiest. So some of the locations we are getting tents for. And then for other locations, if someone was going to be planning to be outside every day, they'd have to just check the weather and possibly tell their students, like, today might be a Zoom teaching day.
Would you have any advice for other professors who may be considering, like, hey, this sounds like a great idea, but how do I do it? How do you start?
The first step, which was actually really fun, is to get to know your campus landscape better. We tromped all over campus looking for, you know, in every corner for spaces that could possibly be used for teaching. And we found some really unexpected spots. And many college campuses are pretty sprawling and probably have little hidden areas. We're even going to be using part of a parking lot that has some great shade, and we're going to rope it off, and there's actually an ocean view from it. So we are definitely lucky here at Eckerd, but I think every campus probably has hidden locations that could be used, and you just have to start thinking more creatively about them.
So you mentioned a lot of professors are interested in this. Tell me about the student view. Would you prefer to be outside for your classes?
I mean, I think it's definitely something that draws students to Eckerd in the first place. We're outside a lot. We were talking about this earlier. We don't have a student center. Students hang out outside when you hang out. You don't necessarily go to any large congregated event that's indoors. So it's kind of been our motto, that is our motto, to think outside.
Yeah. Is it a safety concern too? Does it make you feel better safety-wise to be outside?
I think for most students it does, because we know that outdoors already like makes it a safer environment, just not being in one indoor space, as well as we feel like we can spread out more outdoors. And as well as in terms of stress, I think it would alleviate a lot of stress for the students, because being outside already kind of alleviates the stress, and just knowing that you're not putting yourself in a more dangerous situation